Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Out of the Darkness, by Lucy Hanuel, Austin, Texas. When I was 16, I was rushing to hockey practice on a moped when an accident flung me to the ground, head first. At a speed between 30 and 40 miles per hour, miraculously, I was able to walk away from the wreck. I never gave it a second thought. By Monday, I was back on the field. At the age of 44, after years of chronic migraines, poor balance, and difficulty with fine motor tasks, I was diagnosed with advanced cervical spinal stenosis. In layman's terms, my accident had damaged all the discs in my neck, and half the disc at vertebra C5, C6 was gone. A calcium deposit had built up over the years, narrowing the spinal canal. I needed surgery. My diagnosis came in February, but surgery would not be scheduled until August. I was grateful that I had a good surgeon. He had operated on a friend who spoke highly of his skill. I was going to one of the best hospitals in the area. I had full insurance coverage. I had been approved for FMLA. I had a loving, supportive partner. I tried to focus on these things as the date approached. They kept me from worrying about how the calcium deposit was going to be removed without causing permanent damage. On the day of the surgery, I walked in alone. I was met by my surgical scrub nurse, a tall, strong man. He put me at ease and explained in detail all that we would do to prep me for surgery. I relaxed into deep sleep as the first sedatives took hold. I awoke in a panic. I was awake, but I could not move or even open my eyes. I knew I was going to be violently ill. I know I cried out in panic. I heard my nurse's voice telling me, "You're safe," and felt a strong, warm hand grip mine as he said, "This is recovery. You're still feeling the effects of anesthesia. It's all right. I'm here to help you until you can help yourself again." Through my tears, I surrendered to his care. Later, when I woke in my hospital room, I was feeling much better. I never saw my nurse again, but I remember his loving kindness to this day. Now, I know it is all right to let others help until I can help myself again.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.